The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk time. It is 11:06, 84 degrees, our current temperature in Reno. We love local radio. And don't forget, tomorrow, it's Nevada Backcountry, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Henry Evans. I'm John Potter, here every Saturday, 9 to noon. What's up? What's up locally? Costco in Sparks may be getting more gas pumps. The plan to expand gas station there should, reduce the wait time. That's the whole thing, right? Which is also, but the problem there, and I've seen it, the problem at the Sparks Costco is that parking lot is pretty weird, right? It has little sections, little cubby spots where you can park your vehicles because there's just not enough space. Sometimes you see the lines of cars just winding through other areas of the parking lot. So they're going to get more gas pumps. Where are they going to put them? I don't know. Same deal with the Reno Costco. But anyway, Spark City Council is going to hear the final approval plan for the new gas pumps, or more of them, at the Sparks Costco at their next meeting on Monday. The meeting starts at 2 o'clock. The bill would allow the Costco gas station in Sparks to increase the number of nozzles dispensing gas from 18 to 24. The Sparks Planning Commission already approved this last month. The Spanish Springs Costco, or do you say Sparks, already had their pumps expanded once before. I looked it up. It was 2017 when it went from 12 nozzles to 18. Now the proposal is for 24, so doubling from what it had in 2017. And I would always say yes to things like this. I hate lines. Time is precious, right? I do not wait in lines. My wife will persist and wait. I do not. If it's a bad TV show, I'm out. If it's a bad movie, I leave the theater. If it's a bad concert, like we had on Tuesday, I leave. So, yes, it will help take care of the lines. Or will the fact that they have more gas pumps inversely actually end up luring even more people to the spot? Because, hey, the word's getting around. There's no lines there. Let's go. And you're back to where you started from. This is the vicious circle that cities discover when they expand the interstates. I remember when Atlanta was hosting the Olympics, and before the Olympics got there, they went all out frenzy to widen the major interstates in Atlanta by like three lanes or something like that. And for a while it was pleasant. And then that just drew, you know, because if you ask people, why did you move here? One of the top things people will say is, traffic. I lived in California. It took me 40 minutes to get to work. Well, then they moved where there's no 40 minutes to get to work. And what do we have for the folks in North Valley? 40 minutes to get to work. Now, where was I? More gas pumps would take away more parking spaces. So we got that problem now, too. It would have to, right? But if I were on Spark City Council, I would demand that Costco, before we allow you to have more pumps at the Sparks Costco, we demand that you have diesel at the Reno Costco before you can do this. Yes, I know it's the Sparks City Council, but help out the pickup truck drivers, like I myself am one, I would insist on that. I don't know if that's allowed at the Sparks City Council, but I would make that a prerequisite that they offer diesel at the Reno Costco. Okay. All right. Harvard Way Costco has entered, by the way, since I brought it up, unfortunately. Harvard Way Reno Costco has entered the apocalypse zone. We were just there on Wednesday, and their gas line had cars stopped down into Harvard Way. Yeah, I remember like 25 years ago when I moved back here, going to Costco was so easy. And driving from Lemon Valley to Mount Rose Highway took 8 minutes. Now it's just a memory. I mean, we don't know how good we had it. Those days are long gone. 8 to 10 years ago, driving anywhere was so easy. Then somebody talked and the word got out, you know. National news. You're going to love this. New York City is considering a new bill that would let pet owners take sick leave if their dogs are ill. It's sponsored by a Democrat councilman, Sean Abreu, who said, quote, "This bill will clarify that caring for a sick animal is a legitimate use of already earned sick leave. The bill would change the city's sick leave law, allowing workers to take time to care for some types of animals, like those kept for companionship." Okay. At the Facebook trial this week, a former employee said Mark Zuckerberg and his minions had a don't ask, don't tell policy when child safety issues arose and they turned a blind eye to protect profits. This guy who testified, he was saying that it was brought up at least 100 times to Zuckerberg in meetings about the concern that some of the minions had about how the kids especially get addicted to it. And this guy, he was the first witness called by the coalition of 29 state attorneys general who have accused Meta of causing a teen mental health crisis through addictive app design that fueled anxiety, depression, and even suicide, all at the same time harvesting kids' data without parental consent. The state AG's trial is expected to last roughly 6 weeks. You know, I'm a conservative. I'm normally a, you should be responsible for yourself and you should supervise your kids. But that's, I mean, that's really the most effective solution, right? That is. But in this case, Facebook is such a horrible company. When I think of the trillions of hours of wasted manpower time, actually wasting what, 25% of leisure time people are stuck on this? That's not an exaggeration. That's what surveys show. It's such a massive waste of time that people are on that negative, rude, harmful mess. Facebook and TikTok have made crime cool. They truly encourage uncivilized behavior. All these TikTok trends, let's kick in somebody's door and run at 2 a.m. I used to shake my head at all the comments, you know, when people comment on Facebook who just are nasty. Really just, is this how people are now? I shake my head at these comments thinking, where did all of these horrible, catty, horribly mean people come from? I think they're generated by what's on this Facebook. It should be, it should be fined. Hell yeah. I'd love to see that in TikTok banned so that young people can receive their influences from respectable leaders, involved parents, their church, from non-political teachers. I was on Facebook, I think, 24, 25 years until they banned me. Or I have no idea why to this day. Or actually, they have AI banning people for absolutely no reason. Y'all should Google this or go on Reddit, which is also addictive, and ask how many people have been banned on Facebook by AI. And it's tens and tens of thousands of people, probably 100,000 or more, who have AI is banned for absolutely no reason. Facebook doesn't believe in human beings. There's no customer service at Facebook. You know, your page disappears. It's banned. You're blocked from it. No one to call. No one to call. So they've been banning people for no reason, like they have done to I think millions of people, honestly, who have lost like 30 years of photos. And yeah, I was not happy about that for a while. And then an amazing thing happened. I had all of this time given back to me. Kathy and I, we take walks now. We play board games. We play with the cats. We do all that long-neglected gardening. We read books. I dust off books. I read them when I go to bed. And I love it. And I go to sleep in a calm. I love my life and the world and the people in it, frame of mind. Facebook is a poison. I will never go back to it. I lost countless pictures, but life goes on. It's overall been a huge blessing to have my account closed. Best decision I made was deleting all my social media like 3 years ago because I found it to be a waste of time. All of them, a total bore. I mean, after you spend the night reading, and then the next day you think, well, gee, what stood out? What do I remember? Nothing but nastiness. It's true. There definitely is an addictive quality, obviously, to it, and I am happy it wasn't around when I was a kid. These people have to be held accountable for their deceit. Facebook also played a role in the 2020 election, you know this, by censoring any Hunter Biden stories or any conservative views from the platform, which is part of the biased media. During COVID, you weren't allowed to bring up the Chinese lab, the Corona lab. They would ban you for it. They would take it off. Nobody could see it. I think Zuckerberg is in for it. He needs to donate to that ballroom ASAP before he gets in real trouble. Okay. Now, unfortunately, if you need to sell like household items for the best price, well, there's only really Facebook Marketplace. Damn it. They own that. And at our age, we have a lot to sell. And it'd be nice to have some money for it. But again, not the end of the world. Yes, life goes on. And what do? We do not give up. We'll sit there with a garage full of stuff that we can't sell. It's better than being on Facebook. But the massive damage they cause to our society by tricking kids into getting addicted to this stupid site so Facebook could get richer, instead of those kids getting the education they need to be successful in life, it's like we had an evil guy sabotage our entire economy by tricking kids into getting addicted to their products, getting addicted to bad behavior, and where they were brainwashed with political and hateful propaganda. I really hope they lose this suit. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. Going to read your text. I'll get to it. Yes, I'll get to the text. We got a lot to do before noon. Greg Neft is coming up with local news after Fox News about 11 minutes away. I'll be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:19.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
Hi there, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. Somebody just reminded me on my phone here that I do have a Facebook page that does still exist. My personal page was banned. That's fine. Don't know what I did. But the KTVN John Potter Facebook page is still there. They blocked me from it. KTVN blocked me from it, so I cannot post on it. But apparently, and I don't understand how tech works really, honestly, but apparently they can't delete it because I think they need a credential from me or something. So there it sits. And if you're interested, you can, I got videos there and things like that. And I don't have a personal Facebook account, but if I'm at a friend's house, they have Facebook. I'll take a look at it and see what comments there are and such like that. So you can probably still comment on it and everything like that. So you can check that out, KTVN, John Potter. It's a weird thing. Join KKFT for a meet and greet and rally with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Republican candidate for 2nd District David Flippo. Next Saturday, August 29th, 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Sunridge Golf Course in South Carson City. Admission is free. Just bring your ID. This is next Saturday. 10th term congressman, founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He's on cable TV all the time, and he is coming to the Sunridge Golf Course with your next congressman, David Flippo, next Saturday at the clubhouse there at Sunridge, 3 to 4:30 in South Carson City. Speaking of which, last Saturday after our show, Pete Buttigieg came to Reno to stump for his opponent, Congressional District 2 Democrat candidate Teresa Benitez Thompson, saying he made the visit because he thinks the seat is winnable. Do you? Again, 884-9910. Oh, thanks for the reminder. Let's check out the texts that we've received. We brought up, and I might bring this up again, maybe next half hour, about the squirrels. I got a message from somebody who I know probably would know this, but he says the city of Sparks is gassing the squirrels at Marina Park. This is from Glenn. Hi, John. Coincidental, you bring this up today. I've been under siege at my cabin in Tahoe from the smaller gray tree squirrels. They get crazy this time of year, dropping the big green pine cones from the trees for food for the winter. If you've ever seen a green unopened pine cone dropping from 50 feet or more, it's scary. It put a nice dent in my car the other day, and if one dropped on your head, it would split it open like it smashed my windshield years ago. They are nasty little critters, and they make noise, and they taunt me when I try to scare them away. Bring on the gas. Oh, yeah, the gas. Okay, that's how they're killing the squirrels, apparently, from what I was told, in Sparks, or gassing them. Joking, of course. Hate to kill any critters. All right, Glenn, you sound a bit like me there. All right, let's see what else. Okay, darn internet. Here we go. This is from Jeff. Hooray for the city of Sparks. Squirrels are vermin. You should not feed them. If you have a garden, squirrels are your blood enemy. They will steal everything you grow. Come on, Jeff. Before it even has a chance to fully ripen. Squirrels are why I feed feral cats. It's great to have a few feral cats in your neighborhood, but the trick is not to let them have a population explosion. The best way to deal with squirrels is these humane traps. They aren't steel draw traps. They're just a box trap that traps the squirrel inside. That makes it much easier to shoot them. My goodness, squirrels, not very popular on this show. Okay, don't have to read that one. Okay, all right, John, California's governor banned, oh, this is on the tires discussion. Greg Neft and I think it's one of his news stories this morning about how in California, they're going to start adding fees to replacement tires. It's kind of a long story because apparently replacement tires are not made the same way as the original tires, and believe it or not, these tires are not, I don't know, as aerodynamic or something, but they cause more carbon, you know, California, whatever. Let me read this. California's Governor John banned low-profile tires. I did not know that. So the tires don't last as long as normal tires, but they look cool. The governor says it's going to help people. So the government, John, is going to dictate what kind of tires you're going to put on your vehicle? Well, of course. USA Freedom, Marty in Sparks. All right, Marty, thanks so much for that. And we're going to end up paying that extra fee, too, because the manufacturers, to make these tires better, California's new standards, that's going to cost a little bit extra. On top of the California OSHA adding the fee to California buyers of these tires up to $6.70 per tire. And what else do we have? Text. Okay. I am now and never have been on any social media. Thank you for letting me know I am better off this way. Okay. I'll tell you what, saves you a lot of time. It really does. And, you know, I did miss it. I went through withdrawal. You know, I miss seeing my police videos and, you know, body cam footage. That was kind of exciting and everything. But if you asked me the next day, what did you learn on Facebook or what did I would not be able to name one thing. Your brain just goes into dumb mode, I guess. Nothing is memorable, really, on Facebook. Or, okay, Reddit, I got to admit, Reddit has some good content. Nextdoor, Reddit, TikTok, Facebook, should all go in the trash can. But I think I don't want to belabor that. We have Fox News up next. After that, Greg Neft with local news. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local each and every Saturday 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:30.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, Live and Local, finally, final half hour. We've received calls, and thank you so much for alerting us, and I trust you called the fire authorities, right? But we do have a vegetation fire. This is, you can see it coming up from Somerset. It's a brush grass fire. It's off the Hawk Meadow Trail, about 1 mile north of Cold Creek Trail. This is in Somerset. Looking at a picture taken about 10 minutes ago, and yeah, looks like a big bunch of smoke there. You can probably see it if you look toward Somerset. Here's what the authorities say. Resources are responding to a reported vegetation fire with smoke visible on the attached camera. The location is approximate and subject to change, but okay, authorities do know because it's on watch duty. Okay, well, that's good. So they're on it. It was reported just 10, 15 minutes ago. That is the smoke that you are seeing, a new vegetation fire. And folks, there was no lightning there. This is 99% looks like human caused in some way, whether it's a chain being dragged or somebody shooting a gun, somebody working on metalworking, or a campfire. But just to alarm you a little bit more, the red flag warning is going on right now. And that means eventually today, especially this afternoon, very gusty winds and low humidity for fire danger today. It covers Douglas, Story, Western Lyon, and most of Washoe County, including Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. And it goes from now until 11 o'clock tonight. I hope we don't have a long day with this. It started today at 11 a.m. Not the fire, but the red flag warning. All right. Heads up. Be careful. Do what you can. And they make these warnings just to get people to be extra safe out there and what they do with fire. I got the details. I was just rambling on about this California tire thing. Okay, here are the details. The California Energy Commission says 70% of the replacement tires are not as efficient as the original factory tires. Well, we don't need to know that, do we? I've heard of this. Didn't you think replacement tires were the same thing? I had no idea. And their new standards in California will increase drivers' gas mileage while reducing, there it is, carbon dioxide emissions. The first phase begins in 2029. Extra fees of up to $650 per tire will be imposed, certainly on Californians, but indirectly, we may be paying too. A Mr. Kerry Jackson of the California-based Pacific Research Institute says that because manufacturers favor standardized production, he doubts companies are going to produce one tire for California and another for the rest of the country. He said, quote, it's going to become a new national standard, so somebody in Indiana is eventually going to have to pay the California price. Well, that sucks. But we've been through these things from, California before, haven't we? Now, I like this quote. This is Larry Behrens of Power the Future said Governor Newsom should focus on other priorities. He said, quote, the only tires Newsom should be concerned with are the ones on the U-Hauls Californians are using to flee the insane regulations. All right. What else did I know? Oh, Yes, did you see this or hear about this? This was in the news this week. Coffee drinkers may be getting more than an energy boost. A Finnish study, that's Finland, found that people who drank more coffee tended to have less total and abdominal fat. Some of the clearest differences appeared among men. Those who drank more coffee had lower total body fat and less visceral fat or abdominal fat. Man, if this were all true, I should be skinny as a rail. It is interesting to note that the United States leads the world in both classy coffee consumption and obesity. Not to be simplistic, but the only thing that's been truly shown to effectively cut weight over time is like, do more and eat less, right? And the great thing is, there's no insurance copay for doing that. You know, I realize it's incredibly easy to say, by my experience, just like yours, it's also incredibly difficult to do, but it is what it is. A lady sent me a note at some point during the week. I was reading it this morning, and she said, well, our problem with overweight in America is driven by bioengineered foods. The one possible weakness to that theory is that our explosion in weight rather significantly predates our ability to bioengineer foods. So I don't know what's happening. And it's not to say that we are necessarily lazier, but I'll tell you, those of us who still go to work and have jobs are doing jobs requiring far less labor, less physical labor than our grandparents certainly did. And because of that, I think what's important is to keep just moving around. And I also think that success in life is not ultimately determined by some number on a scale. I think that success is determined by, are you able to get most out of your time on earth? And I also point out that we Americans drinking more coffee and weighing more than anybody else on the planet. Once you factor out the violence, we live longer than anybody else on earth. When you look at the American lifespan and you contrast that with any generation of Americans who lived before us, even though we can't see our feet anymore, we have been richly blessed and we do live long lives, and those lives are largely very healthy. And so however much the scale said when you weighed this morning, when you started the day, I applaud you as you try to make growth and progress, but be sure and count your blessings, because again, everything else notwithstanding, we live longer and we live healthier than 99% of humans ever to walk this earth have. The scary media doesn't really bring up this aspect of things or any positive aspects. You know, David Muir just wants to scare us every night. But do not despair. Today we are richly blessed. And again, it's not a number on a scale. It's the enjoyment in your heart. This squirrel controversy, okay? I brought this up at 9 this morning and got lots of calls and texts. And I was asking the question, can anybody tell me if this is real? I got a note today from somebody who was told by a maintenance guy at the marina that the city of Sparks is gassing the squirrels at the marina, killing all of them, which at first bothered me because I like seeing them on my walks there, you know? And coming out of that like stone wall, I call it the squirrel condos that they pop out of. But the last time I was there feeding them the unsalted peanuts, I had a uniformed woman zoom up to me on a cart and ordered me, like I'd be under arrest if I didn't stop, to stop feeding the squirrels. But now they're supposedly gassing them. And the reason is, or the reason given in some fashion, is that they're a nuisance. Well, too bad. So are some people, okay? And I brought this up to somebody at Starbucks this morning, and they said they're worse than that. He goes, well, you know, the squirrels do incredible damage. Yeah, so do some people, and... But anyway, he said, and I didn't even know this, he said there are two types of squirrels, ground and tree-loving squirrels. And the ground squirrels, they live in holes in the ground, and they can be very destructive because they just dig and dig. They're actually vermin. They cost ranchers dearly in the damage they cause. Your home, squirrels can dig under your foundation and just keep going, and you'll see the piles of dirt next to your house. Now you think, well, why don't they just trap them and relocate them? Well, No, you can't feed them or move them. No, really, it's against the law to relocate them. And the reason for that is they could spread disease to other areas. So I said to my friend at Starbucks, I said, what about controlling the population of these squirrels? You know, control. He says, how do you do that? Are we talking about little squirrel condoms? Have you want Sparks Animal Control to come out and explain to all the male squirrels how to use these little things? And so he had a point, you know. Maybe the blue cities do that, the squirrel condoms, but not Sparks, though. And what about the folks who say the animals, the horses, the squirrels, they were here first? You're taking away their land. Well, the way things are now, it doesn't matter who was here first. It only really matters what or who is here now. But I sure wish we could find a way to solve these issues before killing the squirrels. The pooping geese, okay, that's a different story. They can go. That's all right. But sadly, there's some logic to gassing the squirrels, which I'm told is the most humane way to kill off an animal pest. They don't feel anything. They just go to sleep, and they won't even let us have that. And, you know, oh, the squirrels were here first. Really? Were they at Helm's Pit? I don't think so. I don't think that's good. And what was there before Helm's Pit? I don't think anything was there before Helm's Pit. I think that nobody built Helm's Pit. I mean, really, doesn't compute. All right, back for one more segment. Always happy to hear from you, 884-9910, and we'll read some more texts. I want to bring up one thing. I don't know if I'll have time, but folks, I asked the question, what happened to corn on the cob? This is typically the season for corn on the cob. Is it already over? I went to the supermarket to get some yesterday. I could not find any corn on the cob. And then I went home and I went through this week's flyers from the food stores. Yes, I actually read those flyers. And I actually listen to what Joe Namath has to say about my Medicare Advantage plan. But none, no, the flyers had no corn on the cob. The peak season for fresh, sweet, just picked tender corn on the cob, over. I think the peak was earlier this year because the heat, we have that intense heat, and the heat triggers the growth. And that's what we had more of this year. And so I think the peak season for the corn on the cob was earlier because of the heat. See, I know some things, after all, but maybe somebody knows more than me. I was so disappointed because I could go on forever about my love of corn on the cob and how I taught this youngster at a picnic last weekend how to eat it. I might drone on about how to eat corn on the cob next if things get desperate. 884-9910. All right, back for one more segment. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:47.
Is FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. People saw the smoke a little before 11:30 this morning as you look towards Somerset, and we got right on it. Authorities are on it. Let's go to Greg Neft live in his local newsroom for the latest. Hey, Greg, what do we know?
Well, we just heard from Truckee Meadows Fire Rescue. This is a brush fire that they say is in the Verdi area, about 15 to 20 acres. Here's the alarming part. They say a rapid rate of spread. Not good. Crews are rushing to the scene. They're trying to get the handle on this before it gets too big. But as you said, John, you can see smoke from quite a bit of vantage points all through northern Nevada and the Truckee Meadows. So people are obviously reporting this. They're calling it in. And yes, Truckee Meadows Fire Rescue says they are aware of it. It's about off the Hawk Meadow Trail, about 1 mile north of Cold Creek Trail. And as you've been saying, the Somerset area. But Truckee Meadows is aware of it. We've seen a number of pictures from them, and we just shared those pictures on our Twitter X page. You can see the smoke. It's looking pretty heavy. Again, 15 to 20 acres. And again, this is the scary part, rapid rate of spread. Hopefully firefighters can get on scene and put the kibosh on this right quick.
You got it about the rapid spread. It just came out 30 acres on watch duty.
Oh, boy.
And that means pretty soon they're going to give it a name or something like they usually do when there's an issue with a fire. Fire now approximately 30 to 40 acres, high spread potential, structures immediately threatened per incident command. Oh, here's the name. The incident is now known as the Hawk Fire. So we'll definitely follow this. Craig, thank you for checking up and making the calls and stuff. Firefighters, do your best. We have faith in you, and our prayers are with you, and there are homes there that I know of, and let's get this out. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. 11:53 our time. Let me remind you, too, the red flag warning is we're under a red flag warning right now. It means gusty winds and low humidity for fire danger. It covers this area, covers Somerset, it covers Douglas, Story, Western Lyon, most of Washoe County, including Reno, Sparks, and Carson City, and it goes until 11 o'clock tonight. May not be too windy now, but the winds will really gust this afternoon. One more mention about our special meet and greet. It is absolutely free. Join KKFT for a special meet and greet and rally with Jim Jordan and David Flippo. We're going to talk about that after we take this call from Cindy, calling from Reno at 884-9910. Hey, Cindy, you're on the air. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Hey, just a quick mention. I imagine that the Department of Wildlife for Nevada has been contacted about how to get rid of squirrels humanely.
Uh-huh.
But if not, if there isn't some sort of squirrel repellent that's pet safe. My husband and I own a couple places, a townhouse and a condo, and the condo gets a lot of acorns in the fall. And I pick them up. I mean, pounds and pounds of them. And I bring them over to the townhouse. And the squirrels are enjoying the heck out of the acorns. And I, just the thought of gassing squirrels really bothers me.
Me too.
And I just wondered if anybody's consulted. I imagine they have, if they've assumed that the gassing is the best way to get rid of them. But I'm not going to go over to Sparks Marina and happen upon a dead squirrel and be shocked. So I'll just do my walk somewhere else.
Well, I'll tell you, not just amusing to humans sometimes, but my three cats, they treat these squirrels like cat toys. They never catch them.
Oh, yeah.
But it gives them a lot of work out in the backyard and such. And I had no idea till now that there are good squirrels and there are bad squirrels.
Yeah,
that's how dumb I am.
I've not seen the bad squirrels. Yeah, I've not seen the bad squirrels. I just have the good ones that come climbing down out of the trees and eat these acorns. And they're loving it. And I'm loving it. And like I said, I'll just avoid, not that I'd ever go over to Sparks Marina, but maybe once every few years. But I'll avoid it in case I don't want to happen upon a squirrel corpse lying in front of me.
Well, it was a joy to me to walk at Sparks Marina and have those critters pop out. And I thought they recognized me because I'd bring my unsalted peanuts out there for them. But somebody called this morning and said there are a lot fewer there popping out. So this may be true from what this person said.
Yeah.
So maybe Sparks should come out and tell people what they're doing there. If they are gassing him, we understand if they are causing terrible damage. And from what I hear, they can. Thank you so much, Cindy, for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call, John.
All right. Gosh, we don't have time for my 15-minute corn on the cob talk, but we did. We got some calls, Craig. People say, I don't know why. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find corn on the cob, and they're not even in the flyers.
Raley's has it for four for a dollar.
What Raley's?
I'm not sure which one it is. I'm pulling up the calls. It was on our text messages, so I'm...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's there.
Maybe I can read them. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, my gosh, look at this. Oh, man. Okay, I got it, Craig. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes. Raley's has corn, four for a dollar. Not that I saw, my friend. Not that I saw. I have the I read the Raley's circular front and back. No corn on the cob. John, corn on the cob is on sale at Safeway this week. Well, nobody told me. All right. Let's go on to Robert, who texted, corn on the cob is for sale at El Super Supermarket this week. Man. Oh, here's somebody writing, what's wrong with John?
Be easier to say what's not wrong with John.
I don't know what that's referring to. What did I, what? Don't look at me like that. What's wrong with John? Honestly, I'm fine. Oh, and thank you, Glenn, and everybody else who sent pictures of the fire going on. Let me repeat that information. It's already gotten to 40 acres. Again, this is at Somerset here. All that smoke started billowing out. I put the time down as about 11:25 is when people started noticing it. Let me reboot this thing here and get the very latest for you. Good old Watch Duty. That's a super app. And the authorities kind of author a lot of what's in Watch Duty. Okay, it's called the Hawk Fire now. It's off the Hawk Meadow Trail, 1 mile north of Cold Creek Trail, Somerset. Well, that's how it started. That's where it started. Okay, 30 to 40 acres and structures immediately threatened per incident command. And as Greg Neff told us, they told him that this is a fast moving fire. Folks, pray for the firefighters, pray for the homeowners there, and firefighters, our hearts are with you. All right, have a great weekend, folks. Bye-bye.